Are you facing more responsibility than ever? Are you finding it more and more challenging to cope? You are not alone, not by a long shot. Many people are in the same situation. In so many circumstances, the current crisis has increased the burden on key people that have to provide for and care for others. But who's taking care of you? Who's taking care of the caregivers? It's not easy being the last line of defense. You might be responsible for the economic well-being of many people, and now, with the economy stalling, it's harder than ever. You might even be supporting someone who's out of a job to help them to make ends meet, or you might be guiding someone in their spiritual walk. Many have had to step up to provide health care to their loved ones, especially the disabled or elderly, as resources have become scarce. All this adds up to increased stress, and it's harder than ever as everyone is more stressed out. For sure, there are no easy answers. The first thing to do, though, is to be fully aware of the times we are living in. This is a historic moment that calls for great effort made by many to get us through and to move forward. No matter where you stand on the issues, we all can agree that things are very serious. The second thing, especially for those in places of responsibility, is to remember who you are. You are a child of God. You are a follower of Christ. His Spirit lives in you. You were made for and have prepared for these moments. It doesn't mean you're better than anyone else, but it does mean that you have been called. Some might say it's not fair that more burden has been placed on them. In the logic of the world, this may be true, but for the follower of Christ, it's different. You have heard and learned the teachings of your Master. You know full well what He offers you and what He asks of you. You know, deep in your heart, that no matter what happens, the promise of life everlasting is real. And you know the high price Jesus paid for the sins of our world. But still, is that knowledge even enough to face the crisis? I think we have to go deeper. We must submerge ourselves deeper into prayer and feed hungrily on God's Word. Yes, we should seek out others, spiritual guides and friends that can accompany us, but they too have their limits. Sooner or later, it comes down to you and God alone. And He will help you. He will extend His hand over you and give you great strength and courage. He will comfort you in your moments of anguish and tears, and He will show you again how Christ did not shield Himself from the pain and suffering. Jesus came to us as one of us, and He is God. His death and resurrection unleashed a mighty outpouring of the Holy Spirit that cannot be stopped or denied. Dig deep into these truths. Break the resistance in the world and in your heart to find the nourishment you need to face the day. Do not give in to the lies that tell you it's too hard and too long of a struggle. God will give you the will and the way. And most importantly, He will give you meaning to it all. Our good Lord will teach your heart and soul in the most intimate moments what it means to love at all costs. What it means to continue even when you're bone tired and grumpy and stressed. Seek Him, and He will reveal even deeper glories that can only be found in the darkest moments. Believe again and again in the death of God on the cross. Return to the empty tomb and see the risen Christ in all His glory. Place your finger in the space where the nails pierced His hands and the spear broke His side. Be reborn again, gain strength, be nourished, be steady and stable, and keep going. Our Lord Jesus, our great heavenly captain, calls us to the struggle. And every day you keep going, angels rejoice in heaven. And for every sacrifice you make for love, the glory of Jesus shines even brighter than ever. So many times, Christians call out for an opportunity to give testimony. This is it. This is our time. This is the time for God's people to rise up in victory. I am praying for you every day, dear friend. Don't give up. Keep going, and keep your eyes on the heavenly country that awaits us. God bless you.